Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
I have a withdrawal on my account, but I don't even know who you are.
Okay. I just work for a third-party call center. We handle a wide variety of products. You know, for people who order, they're using their own credit card or bank information online and order products themselves, they will call us or another third-party call center to cancel their account or extend their time.
It says for health goals beyond.
Okay, one moment.
And this is the number.
May I have your first and last name?
Gail, G-A-I-L, Eccles, E-C-K-E-L-S.
May I have your, can you verify your shipping and your mailing address for me, please?
630 Emily Avenue, Lansing, Michigan, 48910.
Wait a moment. All right, so you had the contest entry. You entered a contest for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner, et cetera. And the terms and conditions is You never did that? Do you know if anybody had access to your credit card or bank information?
Well, obviously, they took $50 out.
Okay, give me one moment. I'll transfer you to the fraud department. One moment.
I just wanted to stop.
Okay, give me one moment.
It says reoccurring.
One moment. Okay, so all right, one moment. Your cancellation number is, let me know when you're ready for it.
Sure.
Okay. Your cancellation number is 920-454-821. And I'm going to transfer you to a fraud department who said you never ordered this and no one else has access to your bank information. They'll be able to assist you with this. I'm going to say thank you for calling customer support. And my name is Kim, but please don't hang up. I'm transferring you to the fraud department.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.